Well, as many Cincinnatians know, arts education is a very important part of our city. And joining me with some exciting news from the Educational Theater Association is Executive Director Julie Theobald. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are here to talk about a new program that you have been working on with pilot schools on recently called Jumpstart. Give us an idea of what Jumpstart is all about.
Jumpstart Theater is a program to build sustainable musical theater programs in schools that previously had nothing at all. So we're looking for schools in middle school where there is no theater teacher, there are no productions, and we're supporting them for 3 straight years until they know how to do this on their own. And it actually came from a model that I saw in New York City that we've learned about in partnership with Music Theater International and iTheatrics, two companies in New York. And we're working with them to do this in Cincinnati. And we now have theater programs in 9 middle schools that had nothing before.
Now, the program itself actually works with the staff and students of the school to get them to a point where they can produce on their own. What are some of the programs that Jumpstart offers to help with this?
So the whole program is designed around the teach a man to fish model versus giving a fish. And so the teachers go through a process of training where they go to 3-day-long boot camps. And in those boot camps, they learn the basics of musical theater, singing, dancing, acting, and directing, as well as how to be resourceful and getting props and costumes, manage a budget, manage a schedule. And then a really key part of the program is that we have a mentor that visits the school each week. And the mentor's job is not to direct the show or work with the students. They're really there as a support for those teachers, who could be the English teacher or the math teacher or the gym teacher. So they'll observe the process and then help them deal with obstacles or challenges along the way.
Now, you've mentioned there are 9 schools currently participating in the Jumpstart Theater program, but they're not all at the same level. You've started them in groups of 3, correct?
Yes, exactly. So the first 3 schools started 3 years ago, and then we added 3 more schools, and then last year we added the 3rd cadre of schools. So it's kind of interesting to see those first-year schools who are now becoming more confident, even mentoring and sharing props with the newbies who just joined us last year.
Have you found that the staff at the schools have been eager to participate in programs like this?
They're very excited at first, but I think they're also pretty nervous and intimidated. And one of the things we do at the boot camp is we start the day and ask them for 1 word of how they're feeling right now. And most of them start with scared or nervous. And then we do the same thing at the end of the day. And we get words like exhilarated, excited, confident. So that is a key part of it, is taking the staff who probably had this pent-up interest in doing this in the first place, which is why they stepped up to do it, and then helping them along in terms of building their confidence.
Well, you mentioned these are schools that had previously not had any kind of theater program. So who are the teachers and staff members who are stepping forward if they don't have a theater person?
It could be the music teacher. It could be the English teacher. Some of them may have done community theater or done theater when they were growing up, but it was not part of their job when they signed up for the school. And so it's really a volunteer-driven idea, because we want people who are committed and passionate about it.
How are the kids reacting to the program?
The kids are great. And the impact on the kids is just what makes this thing so incredible. A lot of the kids come from very challenging situations. We've had kids who are homeless. We've had kids who are diagnosed with anxiety issues. And being part of this production just gives them this sense of accomplishment and positive experience, especially that feeling of the applause that they get at the end of the show. Some of them have never experienced that before. And it's so affirming. And so what we see is this real transformation where these kids are not necessarily going to be Broadway actors, and that's not the goal. It's really about them believing that they can accomplish things together, and gives them a sense of discipline and teamwork and puts them on a positive path.
Of course, very important is how it affects the family. What has been the parental response to the program?
That's been interesting, too, because a lot of the parents have no idea what this is all about. And so we had a parent meeting at the open house in the beginning of the school year when we were first trying to drive support and interest for kids auditioning. And very few parents showed up. I think we had one school where the first year there were 4 parents. But then the second year, there were over 20 parents. When they see their kid in the show, that is the transformation. They don't believe it. And then all of a sudden, their kid is up on stage singing in front of an audience. And it's just incredibly emotional what these parents experience. And now they're starting to get more involved in volunteer and ushering and helping with costumes and things like that.
Now, how would a middle school get involved with the Jumpstart Theater program?
We have an application process, and that's very important because we want more schools to apply than are selected, because the number one criteria for success is their commitment. So we have an application process, which opens up in January, February timing, so that we can select the schools around April or May to prepare them for the following school year.
You've mentioned that they'll be putting on a musical theater piece. Now, is this a book musical? Is this a musical put together for the particular school? Or what is their selection?
So we are partnered with Music Theater International, which is the largest licensing company of musicals. And they have donated all the licenses for their shows. So we use the Broadway Junior Collection, which is great because it makes theater very accessible. It's kind of a theater piece in a box, and they do shows like Annie Jr. or Seussical Jr. or The Music Man Jr., which are one-hour versions of the full musicals. And they come with CDs for accompaniment, so they don't have to worry about a pianist or an orchestra. They come with DVDs that help them with choreography ideas, so it really makes it accessible.
Now, the program has been here in Cincinnati for about 3 years. What are the future plans for Jumpstart Theater?
So we just made a very exciting announcement. Our goal when we started in Cincinnati was to treat this as a pilot and learn and create a success model that we could scale up and expand nationally. And we just received a game-changing donation from Bob Greenblatt, who is the chairman of NBC Universal Entertainment. And the donation has enabled us now to go to multiple cities and grow the program. So we just announced our first two cities, which we're kicking off right now, and they are St. Louis and San Diego. And when we go into these other cities, we're partnering with a professional theater education department to help us have people on the ground to implement the program. So in St. Louis, we're working with Stages St. Louis, which is a great musical professional theater. And then in San Diego, we're working with La Jolla Playhouse.
If other cities are listening and want to get involved, do they go through the same application process, or is this something that the professional theater company needs to approach you about?
The professional theater should approach me about, and they can reach right out to me. And we are actually having meetings right now with a few other professional theaters in other cities, and we'll be making our selections for the 2019 year.
You've mentioned that you and the Educational Theater Association have been working on this for 3 years. You must have seen some incredible responses and results from this. Is there anything that stands out in your mind in terms of a result that really, really touched you?
We actually are doing a research project. We're working with James Catterall, the Center of Research and Creativity in Los Angeles. And so we're actually measuring the results of this. And we have people observing, and we have students filling out pre and post surveys to get quantitative data. And the biggest things we're seeing are the increase in collaboration, creativity, and empathy. And we can see increases from pre to post of the program. We can also see increases between the group that's doing the musical and the control group, which are students at the school who are not doing the musical. And that kind of data is really important as we expand and continue to work on funding to be able to prove that. So that's the quantitative side. And then the qualitative side is just, you think of these individual kids that, you know, maybe they weren't an athlete and they hadn't found their niche in the school. And then all of a sudden, this is the thing that they love, and they just light up and they're so excited and they're making friends. And it's just changing their whole personality. And that, to me, is what it's all about.
Now, the Education Theater Association is very busy with a lot of projects that have been going on for a number of years and some new ones. You publish a magazine for high school theater thespian troops. You have conferences every year. But there's a very exciting program that was just recently announced. Can you tell us more about this high school program?
Yes. We actually just launched a new arm of our organization called the Educational Theater Foundation. And the foundation's job is to focus more on this gap in access and philanthropy for the schools that really need it the most. So that was just announced in November. And then we announced a partnership with the TV show coming out in March called Rise on NBC. And the TV show is based on a true story of a school theater program in Pennsylvania and this theater teacher that just created this incredible program in extremely challenging circumstances. And the show wanted to do something for real schools. So we announced that we are giving $500,000 in grants to real high school theater programs across the country. And we have an application process that launched. We will be giving $10,000 grants to 50 schools. So any high school across the country is eligible to apply. They just need to submit a video and an essay about what they would do with the $10,000. And we're so excited to see the impact that we're going to be able to make with that.
Now, the Educational Theater Association has been based here in Cincinnati for a number of years. Why Cincinnati? Why not New York or Chicago or Los Angeles?
Well, I think the Jumpstart Theater Program is a great example where there's such support for the arts community in Cincinnati that we were able to raise the money and we were able to get the partnerships in Cincinnati to make it successful. And then based on that success, we're going to be launching it across the country. It's just an incredibly supportive community that really understands the value of the arts.
Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Executive Director of the Educational Theater Association, Julie Theobald. Thank you for joining us, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information on the Educational Theater Association and their Jumpstart Theater program, as well as applications for both that and the high school program, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.